that I've seen and from talking to most home inspectors, I'm the antithesis of most home inspectors. They're usually engineer types and super specific and cite, you know, code. It's almost like talking to a corporate attorney or something like that, where I'm like, I'm a flat out generalist and I don't get into a deep dive on the details. It's more about relationships.
Right. Those are the ones that do best, especially with something like this, because when the calls come in, if you can, you know, kind of win them, and by the conversation that we're having so far, I know that you'll do well with the call conversion.
Yeah.
Here's Paul to apply the rate for me. Hang on here.
Hi there, Bill.
Hey, Paul.
How's your day going so far?
Pretty good. It's oddly chilly in Murfreesboro.
Right.
It's just overcast and windy.
Yeah.
But it's only like 50 degrees. How about
you? I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. You know, Tara wanted me to get on the line here. I'm the area manager, and she wants me to kind of course, get you the details of how this service would work. Answer any of your questions. And because it is a brand new business, you actually qualify for reduced pricing. This is a particular listing that I'm looking to fill today, and I think you would do quite well. Tara says your website would even be completed maybe by the end of the day, or it is already waiting to launch. I know that right now you've kind of just got the brand page going on, but this is a perfect time to get your business out there, especially with the investment of the website. I mean, when your website is completed and up and going, that's going to be a great conversion tool for your company, showing the people who see it the reasons why they should contact you. But of course, like any website, it only works when people do see it. And most consumers rarely, if ever, go past the first page when they're looking for a service. You know, 9 times out of 10, they're going to call and hire someone off of what they see right there on that first page. Even though the home detective, of course, I mean, we are all consumers for something, right? And we use that local pack ourselves when we don't know who to call. And for you especially, being that the home detective is a brand new business, that's pretty powerful. People will not need to already know the name of your company, but they'll certainly find you when they go on Google or go on Bing. They type in house inspector, home inspector, property inspection, whatever they might type in, your business and that website will be one of the things that people see. Of course, that means more phone calls. Now, this is a position that will, of course, pay for itself many times over. The companies that are on that first page get the majority of the business. So they're not necessarily the ones that have been around the longest or the biggest companies or even the ones that do the best job. It's just the companies that have the right content online, more than just the website, of course. All the off-page optimization, content not directly related to your website, the destinations and directories that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search, and what is ultimately used to determine the companies that get displayed on that first page. So that's our job as a Google partner, to find one company to work with. And, of course, that means you'll have a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. And I think because of your service area, this is going to benefit you the most and include even Facebook paid ads, so a social media campaign as well.
Oh, so you guys do all of that, like the social marketing aspect of it?
Of course.
Oh,
yeah.
I've been trying to wrangle my sister because I'm like, you don't work and your kids are in college, so why don't you do all the social media for me? And you know what's strange? She has not returned my call or my email.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, my goodness. So it's a comprehensive package to make sure that your business pops up anytime someone in your service area does that search. And of course, the calls come to you. It's very different than a lead-based service. Tara did also attach the Angie profile here. Now, that's very new, right? I mean, it's a brand new business, and Angie too. Have you even gotten any leads yet or not yet?
No, I think it turned on today, and I was actually looking to postpone it because I'm doing one more effort to get one more certification in radon, which is really prevalent in my area. And if I can make an extra $150 per stop, I'd love to get it done. That's actually what I've been doing, is studying for it right now. So I'm appreciating the break.
No, of course. And that's going to be something that, I mean, we can We can update any content or any information. So obviously that would be a big thing that we would want to promote for your business. Now,
yeah, that's huge.
This is going to be very different than Angie. I mean, the two of them can work quite well together. There is no direct conflict with paying for leads and also being a top option on that first page of Google. What I would tell you, though, is kind of what my clients tell me, at least the ones that have a lead-based service, Bill. Even the ones that have experience and success with a lead service, whether it's the one that you're about to start or something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners do prefer to get calls directly to them versus paying for leads and chasing down that potential customer. Of course, with all of those services, it's a shared lead system. So you get a lead and two or three or six of your competitors are getting the exact same lead. You're all chasing down that same potential customer. Whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, you're all still paying for that lead. Now, something like this is almost always more budget-friendly, less expensive than paying for leads, because it's a fixed rate and it's a flat rate. So no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, you know, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. And of course, you'll reach more people. Not everyone uses Angie's, but I mean, pretty much everyone uses Google, right? If they're not using Google, they might be using Bing instead, and you're going to be listed there as well.
Well, now, and, I mean, I don't know anybody that uses Bing, but I do have a question. One of the things I don't like about Angie's, like, it's all well and good.
Mm-hmm.
And if it helps me get an extra two or three a month, it's more than paid for itself. Like, I think two home inspections pays for it in a year. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
But, I have a Google, business number. That, you know, calls this cell phone number. And ultimately, I'd like to get busy enough where it doesn't make sense for me to be answering the phone calls every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already contacted a company that strictly works for home inspectors and like the around real estate service profession.
Right, right.
So they've actually been a wealth of information for me on the first and second phone call. I'm not there yet, but that would be one of the first things. So I guess my question is to kind of get to the point is, the listing and everything I'll do, would it be able to interact or just use that Google phone number instead of my personal cell phone number? Is that doable?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Okay. Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Anything can be changed and updated, and that Google phone number would be something that we would want to promote for your business. And, you know, like I said, it's going to be something that's going to really benefits your company in the long term, you know, getting your business on that first page and having those calls coming directly to you. I mean, you may find, like a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service, that they're able to scale back on their lead. You know, they keep them paused more often, cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients do actually shut their lead service off altogether. Again, you know, most people go to Google, and especially with that website that's going to be ready to be seen by the target market. And, you know, we can target specific zip codes, you know, specific cities, of course, but specific zip codes, specific neighborhoods even that you most want to be found. And we can always change that. I mean, Tara says that, you know, you're hoping that, you know, the goal one day is to hire more people and have them do some of the work so you don't have to always be the guy out there doing the job. If you ever want to expand, you know, your business and expand your coverage, you know, into Nashville and, you know, north side, we can do that too. But I mean, for now, we are going to keep it south of Nashville, you know, and make sure that you're really keeping it close to home, getting those calls coming directly to you. Now, as far as pricing goes, it is a flat rate, like I said. And the best part about it is the new in business rate is actually by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. And it's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's really just designed to make it more affordable for younger companies. Of course, keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've been successful all these years. And, you know, nobody cancels on profit, right? As long as it makes dollars, it makes sense. So as a pricing director, it's my job to make this affordable for you. In this case, I'd be willing and able to actually reduce the cost of the service by 50%, save you $300 each and every single month, and it would bring your rate down from what would have normally been $599 to just $299. That's still going to include the social media. It's still going to include the Facebook ads as well. And that $299, like I said, is a fixed flat rate. So it would never go up, not at any time, okay. Not for any reason, not even by a penny. And like I said, it is an exact amount. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits. There's no taxes or fees, or I mean, we're not the phone company, your cable company. We're not trying to invent ways to charge you. In fact, like I said, it's my job to make it affordable for you. Simple, straightforward pricing. It would be exactly $299 on a month-to-month basis. Now, of course,
okay,
you'll get
and
go ahead.
Let's see. So when you're doing the social media, just simply like adding new pictures of, say, I've gone to someone's house, take a picture with them or something in the inspection itself that's like kind of interesting. The other is with InterNACHI, the certification program I'm going through. They have at least 1,000 articles, right? And my initial thing that I'd love to do is just add those to, like you were saying, like a Facebook post or something like that. So is that something that I would send to y'all and you would upload all that stuff? So it would be one stop and does all that. Okay.
Absolutely. And we would be able to do that for you. There's no additional cost for us to update content or add additional information. You'll also have access to your client dashboard. Again, it's a lot more that you can do with it other than just tracking the account, although, of course, that's the main focus and goal of it, is so you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search, etc. I mean, there's also the ability for you to upload that content directly through your client dashboard, or you can simply email that stuff to us, and we'll, of course, take care of the rest. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off. The businesses that can are even investing in advertising before the end of the year, even if it's just to take the tax write-off. But obviously, this is designed to get the website that's just about ready to launch and its completion, you know, out there in front of more people, more eyes, get your phone ringing. You can manage and monitor your online reviews, and of course, you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Like I said, we're creating all the destinations and directories known to the public and unknown, all of the directories that are important to Google, and whether those reviews originate on Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, wherever they originate, they repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews.
That alone, I've already gone downstairs to get my my wallet, so we're good.
So
that's well within my budget. It makes 100%. It's one of those things that's like, I know I need to do it, but when am I going to do it? Because I've been doing this since November 8th. Still like, you know, so I'm brand new and I'm just looking at all the other stuff I have to do and taking that off my plate and getting down to the nitty gritty and getting in front of people. I mean, it's just huge. Frankly, I'm ready to go right now. And then, if y'all send me an email, I'll forward it to the other folks I know that have, like my best friend has a commercial cleaning company.
Okay.
And he went from 40 employees during COVID to about 15 now. And was just talking to him about building his business. And I don't know if I can refer him stuff, but
you can. Absolutely. Yeah, we actually have a referral program, and the way that it works is it can happen as many times as you're able to send us a business that uses our services. Of course, when they use our services, we thank you for that, you know. The day that they make their second payment, right, which would be the start of that second month, you get credited with a free month. So that would help you also, you know, cut down on the overhead costs if you're helping us. Get, and it's going to help them too, you know, obviously. The business is the Home Detective, right? That's the name of the company. That's how you want your business branded online. And the homedetective.co is the website. Now, the phone number that we're speaking on, Bill, this is going to be the number you want your customers to call, right? This is the, until you have that Google number, right?
Oh, no, I have the Google number already set up.
Okay, and it does forward to your phone. So what is that number that you want your customers to call?
That is a great question. I have it on my – I had to make a note for myself so that I would remember.
I do that too.
Oh, yeah. I had to do it with everything. And my – it's so funny. My – like, ever since I was a kid, it was if you write it down, I'll get it done. And I keep explaining to my wife, I'm not a verbal learner.
Right.
Please just tell me and I'll write it down and I swear I will get to it.
Absolutely.
All right,
yeah.
Let's see here. It is 615-212-9517.
Okay, perfect. And then, I did want to ask you, because the business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer, nobody comes to you. The Angie's has a physical address, though, the 5350 Pointer Place. Now, is that your residence?
Yeah, that's my residence. That's another thing that I was like, I want people to know where I live. Yeah, I 100% go to their home.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And Google feels the same way that you do. Google doesn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you might be out in the field most days. So you're only going to be listed city and state, not even the 37129 zip code, and certainly not that physical street address on Pointer Place. And then I was... of course, your website's not completed yet. What is a good email address either for you or for your business, not necessarily to promote anywhere, but for us to contact you regarding your account? Of course, most of the time we'll give you a quick phone call or even shoot you a text, but certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your record, we do email things out to you. Bill, what is a good email address then either for you or for your business?
It's bill@thehomedetective.co.
Perfect. And then Tara never did get your last name, Bill.
Oh, it's Hooper, H-O-O-P-E-R.
Okay. And then, Mr. Hooper, if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point I would do a couple of things. One is to schedule what we call a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will call you, and it takes about 25, 30 minutes. We'll want to kind of, you know, go over mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. You know, of course, we'll take care of that in that separate phone call. The other thing I'm required to do here, because we're a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that, of course, we are reducing the cost of the service, that the service is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification, Mr. Hooper, how did you want to take care of that initial investment, MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What's going to work best for you, Bill?
MasterCard.
And on that particular card, is it your name first and last? Is it Bill or possibly William on the card?
It's William Richard Hooper, Jr.
Okay. You said William Richard and the Jr. also at the end of Hooper, right?
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
That's okay. And then you said it was a MasterCard, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that should start with a 4. It should be a 5. It's a MasterCard. Just waking up and need to finish my coffee. So that should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. It's 5424 323607198366.
And then the expiration month and year?
12/27.
12/2027. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
160.
160. So I've got 160/160 on the back. I've got December or 12/2027 for the expiration date. And then, Bill, was the card itself 54/24/32/36/07/19/83/66?
Yes.
And then is that Bill at the 5350 pointer place? 37129?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, like I said, I do need to get through that voice verification, and you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And then, of course, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same business day or the next business day if they receive that email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Bill, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Our automated system, though, won't send that out until I get through the voice verification. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Bill, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
TheHomeDetective.co.
Okay, that is exactly how I have that. The business name, though, is simply The Home Detective, right?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. And then, Bill, please state your name and your official title within the business.
It's Bill Hooper and owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Hooper, as the owner of The Home Detective, Bill, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course, of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then, Mr. Hooper, it says to get results as fast as possible, Bill, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it is our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Bill, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Angie. Like I said, there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content that we will be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. Bill, we are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Hooper, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee. I'm actually going to go ahead and waive your one-time setup fee. So that means it will be charged today's date. And, of course, that's the 16th of December in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And, again, Bill, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included as well. Now, it is a month-to-month service with recurring billing on the 16th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. Because it is month-to-month, no contract, of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. In fact, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact the client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Hooper, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Bill, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, you'll get that confirmation email in about a minute here. You'll also get the additional email. That invoice email will be sent out to you as well. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call takes about 30 minutes, 35 minutes. I can get you in at 11 if that works out for you. There's also a 12 and a 1 o'clock, and then it looks like this afternoon we could do 3, 4, or 5 o'clock. Which of those would work best for you?
Well, if it's possible, what I'd like to do is do it Tuesday morning.
Sure.
That way, if y'all can send me a list of the things that you require, I can get them cobbled together, and that way it'll go a little bit smoother.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's all pretty straightforward and information off the top of your head, really. You don't even have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. But we can do as early as 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, okay. That's perfect. I just want to I want to make sure it's a consistent message throughout
sure.
the website with the
of
printed
course.
Materials, all that. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll send that email out to you as well. All of the questions that will be answered by our client interview technician. And then if I do happen to be in between phone calls or a couple minutes after 9 o'clock tomorrow, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I'll try to keep my phone line open and say a quick hello to you. One other thing that I did want to do here is to just add a little bit of extra protection on your account, just another layer of security, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with the home detective, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the question. And then especially important, like a week or so from now, if you start getting phone calls from anyone, I mean, obviously it's designed to get customers calling you, but if you get calls from anyone either claiming to be Google, even if they say they're local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information for you basically immediately, that would not be us, and do not entertain that phone call. Bill, if anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that's the tip-off to the rip-off right there. It wouldn't even be us. You wouldn't even have to ask them if they know the answer to the question. The voice verification was, of course, just recorded and attached to your account, and it does serve as an added form of protection for you. So it clearly does state that it only bills on the 16th, and it is, of course, that flat rate of $299. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do city I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
Durham, North Carolina.
Okay. You do have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah. It just popped up right as you said it.
Okay, perfect. So if you open it up, Local Splash initial invoice, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached a copy of your invoice below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on it, it's going to go to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did, just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through it. I know your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything, although Google will be our main focus. About 1 out of 10 people roughly will actually use Bing. At least those are the numbers that we hear. And most of them search on their smartphone. We want you to get those opportunities as well. Of course, we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. We are, of course, doing the Facebook ads, etc. You'll see that long line goes all the way across it, and below it, it populates a couple of boxes. We would want you to click both of them. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. We, of course, would want you to click on that box. Now, you'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's for you, and you might want to copy and paste it because it's exactly as it appears on the billing without any punctuation. Our system doesn't like punctuation in that particular space. If you type it in, it is case sensitive. So the W, R, H, and J are all capitalized. There is no comma between the Hooper and the Junior. There's no period after the JR. So it's just William with a capital W space, Richard with a capital R space, Hooper with a capital H, and then space, capital JR. But once you've got an exact match of your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. It's going to do a few things. That's the orangish colored box, and if you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for that confirmed signature to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click on it, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that it's a fixed rate, that we actually waived your setup fee. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Bill, you'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yeah, and I just got a text giving me the username.
Okay, perfect. You don't have to. You don't have to actually do that right now. That's because our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now. Neither of which is really true. You can try it any time, although you may, for the next day or so, get a message saying that we are still trying to set everything up. In fact, we do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content for them to be tracked. let's see, your default password. I don't know if it sent you a default password, but the username can't be changed. It's in our system the same way. It's designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The default password is SEM Social, so it's all lowercase, no space, SEM, SOCIAL. You can change your password at any time, okay? Other than that, you're set and squared away on my end. At 8 o'clock tomorrow, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 9. I'm also going to send you right now a calendar invite, and that calendar invite to your inbox, your email, is really just for your records. You don't need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say local splash CIENG, that just stands for client interview conducted in English. Now, in all correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please do include your phone number. Makes it easy for us to access the information and forward it out to the right department. That really is the only email that you need, although they will most likely give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos, at localsplash.com. They'll give you that email address during the client interview tomorrow. You can always email the photos team directly, but like I said, you can send anything and everything to that support email, and we'll just take care of the rest. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did, though, want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website, especially when it's complete, out there in front of more people. Get your phone ringing, and, of course, earn your business 1 month at a time. I did also want to thank you. I mean, you've been real pleasant. You've been patient. You even made me laugh a couple of times. I don't get all that on a phone call all the time. In fact, sometimes I get none of it. So it's nice to talk to someone who's been as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs, and you certainly have been that. I appreciate that. Hopefully I'm able to say a quick hello to you tomorrow when our technician gives you a call right at or a couple minutes after 9.
Okay, great. I appreciate it, Paul.
All right. And you definitely prefer Bill, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If you want to laugh, when I was in kindergarten, they have all the students go up to the chalkboard and write their name. Mm-hmm. And I was called to go up, and I just started crying because I was like, I came home, and my parents were asking me why I got upset.
Oh,
in
man.
Class, I was like, how am I going to, I don't know how to write William Richard Hooper Jr. I said, you can put Billy, you can write Billy.
Oh my goodness. That is funny. Yeah, so I've got it in the notes here to address you as Bill. Real pleasure speaking with you, Bill. You take care, you enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll give you a call back tomorrow right at a couple minutes after 9 o'clock.
Okay, great. Appreciate it.
All right, you have a great rest of the day, Mr. Hooper. Thanks a lot. You take care.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.